السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز والفرقان الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المؤمنون كرجل واحد، كجسد واحد، إن اشتكى رأسه تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسحر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not only made us human beings, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the understanding of who as human beings we need to worship and we need to call upon. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, Iman is the greatest blessing. Faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such a great blessing, and a blessing that others might not necessarily understand. Subhanallah, we're going through one of the most difficult times in the 20th century for Muslims. And we see that despite all the different organizations that are there in the world today, and the different conventions that were written down after the World War I and World War II, the massacre and the genocide is continuing. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this difficult time easy for the ummah, and most especially for the people who were at the forefront of this, the people in Gaza. We make dua for them. May Allah make it easy for them. Say ameen. So this is very important for us to appreciate and learn as Muslims in the United States about the strength of Iman, the strength of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, when we look at the people in Gaza, or the people in Rohingya, or the people in China, we see when Muslims are going through persecution, they're going through difficulties, they're going through atrocities and genocide, they continue to be Muslims. This is on display for the whole world to see. They're not compromising their religion. They're not watering down their religion. They're not changing their faith just because they're going through difficulty and turmoil. The whole world is baffled and shocked by looking at this ummah, this group of people, that they're being persecuted just because they're Muslim. Just because they're Muslim. But that does not stop them from being Muslim. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the people of Gaza even more. This is really amazing and something for us to learn from. Sometimes we're walking down the street and somebody looks at us differently. Somebody calls out our hijab. Somebody says something and we're scared. We get worried. We want to sometimes change our name, change our appearance, change the way we talk, we walk, we look, we speak, and so on. But that is not the true manifestation of the faith of a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُنَالِكَ بَتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. That when we tested the believers, he's talking about the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'een, We tested them in such a manner in the battle of all the atrocities that the Muslims went through in Mecca and Medina. Many times we think that when the Muslims went to Medina, life was a bed of roses. No, it was not. It was very difficult, extremely difficult. All the ghazawat, all the battles that took place were after they went to Madinatul Munawwara. So we're talking about Tabuk, such a difficult battle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the Sahaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says in the Quran that we tested them. Ibtila means to test, a trial, a tribulation. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا, in such a manner that they were shaken. The Sahaba, they were mountains of faith, mountains of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but their faith was tested. What happened? Their iman what? Increased. When Muslims are galvanized, their iman should be cemented, should increase in faith and in the adoration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is what it means to be a Muslim. The people of Gaza are teaching us that through their example. SubhanAllah, the other day, last week I was watching, there's a Jumu'ah going on and the masjid is completely broken. Completely. And SubhanAllah, they're praying Jumu'ah. Allahu Akbar. They're still continuing to be Muslim. And they're showing it to the world that we are Muslims and we are not going to compromise our faith in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we as Muslims in the West should learn from that. And we should continue to do what we can in order to help the Muslim Ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, المؤمنون كرجل واحد كجسد واحد, that the believers are like one body. So when something happens to your toe, right, إذ استكى رأسه, the Prophet ﷺ in a hadith said, if his head is hurting, then the whole body will react to that. Right? So the toe is still hurting, the head is still hurting. Just because the atrocities are continuing for a very long time, we should not become pacified. We should not become desensitized and forget about our brothers and sisters in Gaza and elsewhere. We should continue to remember them in our daily du'as. We should continue to remember them in whatever way, shape, and form we can, and help them in whatever way we can. And it is extremely important for you to continue to do that if you care about your body. The Prophet ﷺ, beautiful example. That's why the Prophet ﷺ was, you know, he had miraculous speech, Allah said. In a body, every single element of the body has to do its job. When it doesn't do its job, then what happens? The body will start falling apart. Every organ has to work efficiently and properly and do what it needs to do. It has to do its function. And if some part of the body it's not doing its function, you have to continue to tend to that. Just because it is taking a long time doesn't mean you forget about that organ in your body. Do you? Can you? No, you can't. Because if you do, then you are affecting the entire body. You are leaving the entire body to go towards its disintegration. That's number one, point number one. Point number two, as you continue to tend towards this ailment in your body, you cannot forget the other organs in your body. You cannot forget the other functions of your body. That's another important thing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught this ummah balance. We should continue to hurt, continue to cry, continue to raise our voices and whatever we can do in order to support this ummah. But that should not deter us from fulfilling our daily obligations as a Muslim that should not deter us from fulfilling our weekly and our monthly and our private and public obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a Muslim. That should not deter us from fulfilling our rights towards ourselves and others around us. We have to continue to do that. We have to continue to take care of our other things. We have to continue to make sure that I am fulfilling the right of the time that I am using here. You cannot give up your education. You cannot give up your other duties that you have. You have to tend to every organ in the body. It has to be harmonious. It has to work together. You have to continue to tend to the ailing organ. You have to continue to do what you need to do in order to treat that organ. But you also have to fulfill the obligations and the rights of the other organs in your body. Right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and beautifully in the Quran, that هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to you the correct messenger with the correct message, ودين الحق, and something that is truth, eternal truth, something that is certain. The only certainty in the cosmos is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because everything else is dependent on Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making and holding us together. If He drops us, there will be nothing there. Everything will perish. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that certainty. The religion that He has given us is that certainty. Right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He is going to bring this faith and iman and belief and religion in the forefront. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. He's going to show it to the entire world what Islam is and what it's about. People are going to know from everywhere and see what kind of people are these. They're being persecuted, but they don't give up their iman. They don't give up their faith. They don't give up the reason for which they're being persecuted. What is that reason? Why are they so stubborn? SubhanAllah. And this is where we talk about is thabat fi din, being strong in what you believe in, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and He's going to do that despite the oppressors not liking this, right? Yuriduna liyutfi'u nurallahi biafahihim. They're going to try to eliminate and obliterate and extinguish the light of Iman, the nur of Iman. And what is going to happen? The opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to increase it even more. And this is not the first time. But we have to learn from our predecessors. What did Nuruddin Az-Zangi, rahimahullah, do to take back Palestine when the Crusades took it over? What did Salahuddin Ayyubi do to take it back? It took them a long time. Nuruddin Zangi rahimahullah, he made the famous pulpit to remind the Muslims and not forget about the cause. But along with that, he gathered the pious and he encouraged the Muslims to continue to worship Allah, to continue to ask Allah for His fadl, for His guidance. Salahuddin Ayyubi radiallahu anhu, as he was strategizing, as he was working towards getting Masjid al-Aqsa back, he was still fulfilling the obligations of Salah. He was still fulfilling the obligations of Zakah. He was still worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll finish with this one example. And this is in the early time of the Muslim Ummah. Uthman radiallahu anhu was killed. Just imagine, this is the time when the Muslim Ummah is going through one of the greatest turmoil. He was killed. And there are people who are trying to harm the institution of caliphate, which was just established, you know, not so long ago. And what happened? Aisha radiallahu anha, everyone is doing what they can in order to save, you know, Islam, in order to save the institution. Ali radiallahu anhu is worried. Aisha radiallahu anha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she is doing what she can. But at the same time, she was going for Umrah. She was what? Going for Umrah. She did not stop going to Umrah. She continued that journey and she finished that obligation. She finished that ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is an important reminder for all of us that we should continue to make dua for this, for the ummah at large. We should continue to think about them every day, right? Because if your body is hurting, you cannot just forget about it because you're going to be reminded. And that's such a beautiful example because you cannot forget about it. If you are a true believer, then you cannot forget about it. Just like you cannot forget about that painful toe or that painful head because it's going to be there. So we cannot forget about them. We have to continue. Not just the Muslims in Gaza. The Muslims in China. In the concentration camps. The Muslims in Kashmir. The Muslims everywhere across the world in Rohingya and elsewhere. Who are going through difficulties. We have to continue to make dua for them. We have to continue to do what we can. Physically, financially, intellectually. Through our writings. Through whatever means, shape or form, as long as we don't become a detrimental cause. Should be a constructive cause. Should be a proactive cause. It should be a productive cause. We should not be detrimental to you or the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us, protect us, inspire us, and take us all to the straight path. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Inshallah.
Allah.